Welcome to Side A, a dose of our lives.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side A contains 2/3 of the sections in our show.
Empire State of Mind and Times Square.
On this side of the episode, we'll catch you up on our personal lives while diving into hip-hop culture and current events.
The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and the dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of 2 sides, 3 sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at The New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us dose mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's The Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm off the telephone. Fuck out of here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey. Hey, what's good?
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adelos. So just in case you didn't know, so.
What's good, everybody? What's good? Conductor of this train is back. It's your boy, DJ SJ614, and we are
the New York Dose.
And today in the stew, we have with us.
Tadesha.
Okay.
And.
Here it is, Silent P. Tyler switched out back in the Dose house. What's good?
What it do? Hey, yo, so you've been excited. Gone for a minute, but you're back with the jump off.
Super excited.
I am so excited you are back, but let's jump into our first segment, which is Empire State of Mind. And using some New York City slang as segment titles, Empire State of Mind is where we showcase our transparency. And during this section, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, and confess something that deadass blew our minds this week, and give some shout outs to people who are very, very deserving of them. So, Papa D, you back? You good? How you feeling to be back in New York?
I'm good. The tour is done. It was a beautiful experience. Probably talk about it on some other platform, not this one today, but it was a very, very good time. Changed some lives, you know, educated the youth and whatnot. Yeah. And the old. It was a really lit experience. I was supposed to like jump into a showcase when I got back here, but I postponed that because, you know, I needed to renovate my temple, tour weight and stuff like that. I was like, I've been in the gym every day minus one since I've been back, you know, just working on this temple.
Wait, what did I say when you came? I was like, oh, he has on yellow today. I thought you were going to come in all black.
She was like, oh no, you look good. I thought she would have wore all black today. No, you know, it takes me a quick time to get snatched. So going 4 days this week did me good. I wrote a new play while I was away, and that is in development. I already had the first reading / workshop for it and went over very well. So I'm excited to continue just like that journey of getting it up on its feet. Super fucking excited. Just, you know, 90 pages on the thing. Yeah, that'll be a bleep.
you just cursed.
Just can't help
it. We're practicing not to curse, guys.
Yes, we are. We are. We're Bronx net now.
Hey.
Yes.
BX is in the building.
All day, every day.
Come through, Queens.
That's
then,
okay.
You know, I got that little new visual series going on that y'all might have saw, the Book of DJ on Instagram. I give my, you know, little Gemini philosophical millennial ideas.
Hello.
So I'm good. But what about you, my mom? You good?
I just want to give a little shout out to people on that live real quick. Because we got Enter the Minds. We got Mother. Kidding, Kirster. We got Saturday 12. Okay, Kwame. We got my baby girl, Amanda. Thank you guys for showing up. My boy, Michael. Yes. All right. Nah, this week, you know, it's just been a week of just a week of just can't curse. It's just been one of those weeks, you know, it's been a little rough, but still good. Still good. Shout out to my dog sitting clients. AKA my friends who have dogs and just call me to take care of them, and I could just stay in their apartment and just be free.
I love that.
Yeah, it's been those back to back, which has been amazing. Very, like, you know, clearing of the mind, just like being by myself and stuff. So that's cool. And yeah, just taking it day by day. I'm just excited. D Money's back.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's been, you guys know, we missed D. You know, we missed D a lot. And yeah, so how about you guys? Kadesha, you good this week? What's good, mama? Tell me about your week.
My week was cool. I'm a teacher, so, you know, it's just been all about work. My patience has been extremely thin. About this, y'all can see me, it's like this thin. I have no patience. But it's nearing that time in the school year, so whatever. But other than that, I'm good. Can't complain.
Yes. How about you? That P is silent. Tyler switched out.
I'm good. I had a good week. I threw an event, but I was part of an event at a firm which brought like a bunch of business owners together. And that was a ratchet night. Actually, one of the most ratchet nights I've been to in a while. And I was also at like a podcast opening for one of my good friends' podcasts, and it was a black event where people was lit.
Nice.
And that was beautiful too. Nice. So I had a good week. You know, I can't complain.
Yes, good week. All right. Let's jump into our It's Lit section. So
yes,
what
sir.
Do? What's lit?
I just want to say New York City is lit. Period. Okay. I've been to all these other places around the country, and you know,
where you been?
Oh, I don't even remember anymore. Honestly, like all over the
It
country.
Really is like that. Yeah, like yeah, you yeah. don't know what city you're in.
No, because I was in a different state every day. So like after like the first week, like we kind of just took it one step at a time.
You stayed on the East Coast.
No, we were on the West Coast too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You just didn't That's go to crazy. LA.
Yeah, I didn't go to LA. Yeah. All we right. were on the West
so
Coast.
So it wasn't really a tour.
We were on the West Coast. We were on the West Coast briefly. Did mostly like the Seattle, Tacoma area, like okay. that kind of thing. Then came back to the East and did just like the South and the Midwest and the North. So I don't know, like from Kansas City to Tennessee to freaking Missouri to coming over here to New Jersey and Philadelphia and going back down to the Carolina. It was just like a lot. You know, all the little cities and towns in between and whatnot, whatever, right? But New York City is lit. Like there's a lot of nothing out there. You know, it's actually kind of depressing how much nothing there is. So I see why we have so many transplants. Because like we really are in the best city in the world.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Like we really are. And other than that, a specific spot that is lit is El Jefe. In Brooklyn, they have $2 Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I do Taco Tuesday at my house every Tuesday.
Oh, so I'm coming over.
You better come through. I just got this new taco dispenser.
Oh, you ain't say nothing but okay. Cha-ching. You ain't say nothing but a word. All right, I'm over there. But
we all invited?
Y'all can all come through. I only got two dispensers though. So y'all
gonna
That's right.
We're gonna make it work. But okay, what about you, C Dollars, Kadesha? What's lit?
You know, honestly, I feel like adulting is lit.
Yeah.
Lately I've just been like appreciating where I am in life and I'm just grateful.
I love
it. It's just nice to come home to self. It's nice to get in my car and leave that job there. Because I've been leaving my job at work lately.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adulting is lit.
Okay.
For once I can say that.
Good.
Honestly, yeah.
That's good. You coming into it. Yes. Yeah. I'm right behind
I'm
you.
On the same wave as you this week. Like, adulting is kind of lit. Once you get to that point where you figuring out the balance,
yeah.
Like, I'm at the point where my work is kind of now my life. So everything is kind of always connected, but not in a bad way.
Okay.
Like, in a way that, like, I just build my life, I build my schedule around my work and. Mm-hmm. All of the connections and all the meetings I have are like things that I want to already have. And now there's just business involved in it as well. So it feels good. But also, it's like hard work, like getting my discipline down, knowing there's things that I got to do every day. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. And like the first thing I want to do is like get my plank in and do my 35 push-ups in. But at the end of the week, I feel good. Like, yes. I'm like, I did so much this week. I'm proud of myself.
It's a really good productive.
It's lit, yo.
Yes. I've
been on that productive wave for
sure. And what about you, Adeloso? What's lit?
Well, you know, shout out to Isley. She put me on to this because I saw her Insta story. there's like this sea glass carousel in Bowling Green, and it looks so pretty. And I was like, I want to go on it. And she was like, yeah, you should go. It's in Bowling Green. I was like, gotta just love New York with all their little fun artistic little installations. Yeah. And you could just take the one train to South Ferry, and you could just go and see that bad boy and like go on it. I mean, it's for children, but you could just, I can pass as a kid, right?
Yeah.
It's like $5. So if you're
really can't get on?
I don't know. Nobody's, I mean, you just be like, yeah, my kid is on it. I'm assisting them.
Yeah.
One of those just can't. Beware the predators. Like, gotta have a child to enter the premises.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we are in this type of climate now.
Yeah, we sure.
No, I just kind of want to go because it's pretty and I want to take pictures.
That's the same thing R. Kelly
cover
said.
Up, girl.
Oh my God.
That's the same thing Michael said.
Hello?
Enough!
Go off. Hello. We're going to slide over to our next segment. This is Dead Ass. I want to talk about Whole Foods because I went there last night to have a...
Ooh, you fancy.
This room still smells like the Whole Foods you was just eating,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it does.
That was good.
Sorry.
I mean, it smelled good.
I tasted it when you walked out.
I feel like I did.
When you went to the bathroom. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
no. Excuse me. So yeah, went there, and you know, I haven't been to Whole Foods since I used to steal from there back in high school.
Oh,
but
good times though.
Speaking of high school, T Unit's in the house.
Yeah.
Talent unlimited. When your talent is unlimited. Class of 07.
Woo. 09.
09 to the stitch.
Yeah.
09 to the stitch.
Oh,
you're not gonna shout out Trick Class?
011 doesn't sound.
I said 07. We 07.
Okay, 07 versus 09. But yeah, so went there last night to have dinner with a friend. With Al, and you know, put all the little things in a little box, and they weighed it. I thought it was gonna, like, the things are like $9.99. You know, like the weight versus the whatever. So I'm thinking, all right, it's gonna come as like $15. I got to that register. That boy rang up 37 something. I was like, I almost said you can keep it. Like, but then I was like, you know, that's a waste of food because I know they're just gonna throw it out. And I'm like already here, and I waited on that line was long. I waited on that line for a hot.
What the heck, you put mad rosemary potatoes?
Yo, it was mad like healthy.
They be heavy. Food.
They be heavy.
They be mad good though.
Crazy.
You're usually good at this. What, you were hungry?
No, I should have just went to the Chipotle across the street. That would have been $10. So I was like, wow, like that ass, like that's crazy. But so I'm making this meal stretch out. Yeah. That's why I picked at it slowly and put it back.
Wait, you did pay the $36?
Yes.
He did not want to look cheap. That's why he didn't do
it. I'm first back in New York City. I have an image.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would have been like, ooh, can I just transfer someone in another box?
Right, or something.
I would have
It was too much. It was too much happening. Yeah. It was too much.
But also, you should know how to balance it when you're...
No, I don't do that.
You had stuff with bones in there and shit?
No. Like, it was all...
Mac and cheese?
I had a little bit, like 2 scoops of mac and cheese. I had like mad green stuff, asparagus, sauteed veggies. Mm.
Why was that so heavy? That's all light
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was crazy.
You wild out. You wild out.
Because $36, my man.
That's what I was saying.
That's like 4 pounds.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know. Like that, like, but I said I'll never do this again. that was my conclusion. And I was like, I'll take this L this time, but this won't happen to me again.
Dead ass.
So that was that. Any of y'all got a dead ass?
So I was telling, who was that? Oh, I was telling you that I watched What the Health this
week. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I'm about to be vegan again. Have you seen it?
No, what is that? Is that a Netflix movie?
Yes, it is on Netflix. Okay. It's a documentary basically about the way America treats us in our food. Mm. So it was about poultry, seafood, meats, and how all of those things are essentially cancerous. The way that they're, before they're even in production, like, just the way that the animals are treated before they even are fed to us is just like really, really ridiculous. And it's very, I mean, obviously it's inhumane. They're not humans. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's inhumane for us because all the toxins that go into those animals come to our bodies. And So yeah, I'm about to be on this vegan lifestyle again.
I'm gonna figure you.
Figure out what sources of protein I need and what sources of my brain.
Like zinc or something.
I mean, just
the,
like
for
nat-
the, for the red blood cells. What is it? Iron.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah. Which, and, I mean, that's all vegetables and right, anything. The protein's a little bit harder to get.
Beans.
Right.
Yeah, but the iron is like being very particular about the vegetables. So
I live for beans.
You do you?
Some chickpeas and black beans.
I like black beans. Chickpeas.
Well, chickpeas are
if it's
light.
Made right. If it's made right.
Yeah.
They can eat it raw correctly. Too. Like,
really?
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta learn some good chickpea recipes or something. But that thing, I'm telling you, that thing will change your life. And somebody just told me about it a few weeks ago. Yeah, I'm done.
I just, I mean, when I think about the health tip, I'm like, well, all yeah, all of the vegetables and the nuts and the grains that we get, and it's coming from the same place and the same companies that is selling you the other crap. So right, how can you escape it? You know,
the thing about vegetables and fruits is that they're sprayed with all these pesticides.
Yeah,
I always put soap on my vegetables. I mean, I don't know if it's. I wash my vegetables with soap. You don't wash your vegetables with soap?
You know,
no, I don't.
I heard
I'll
about
be honest.
This on the Taste Your Tongue podcast. They were discussing ways to like clean your food. Mm-hmm. And this came up and I think it's interesting.
I don't trust the soap.
I wouldn't
really
use, it depends on which soap, but there's actual like in Trader Joe's, there's vegetable like organic soap.
Really?
I believe it. Okay.
And I shop
but
at Trader
I
Joe,
wouldn't
so.
Use like freaking
Dawn.
What we all thought about Dawn. He was all like Dawn.
Because that's a you know when you drink from a cup that got a little bit of Dawn left in it. Yes. That taste stays with you for weeks.
A week.
Yeah. Y'all gonna leave me alone. Mind your business.
Go off.
I'm holding my personal business right now. Anyway, this is not about
me. Now, I guess we not going to your house for Taco Tuesday.
Yo, this was super fun. We are signing off on Yay! Bronx Net. Yes, yes.
What?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. This episode is going to be about social lores and our histories behind them. We're going to be focusing on all the different social handles that we've had. So thank you very much. Check out the podcast if you want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah.
Continuing on with you guys.
Hey.
We're not there yet. So
y'all can
we're gonna
still come over for Taco Tuesday, though.
Yo, I'm dead coming over for Taco Tuesday.
I'm down for Dawn for
the
tacos.
Dawn soap.
All right. thank you.
What about you, Switch? Do you have a dead ass?
Dead? No, I don't. Maybe I don't. What's my dead ass?
Don't force it.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm dead ass lit right now.
Oh, we can motherfucking curse right now, motherfucker.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, wow. Nah, for y'all to react like that, like if I'm not supposed
we thirsty,
to.
We went
PG already. Right, we moved right, on. We're a public company now.
What's happening?
We're going to slide over to our next section. This is Yas, and this is where we give shout outs to people that deserve them. So take it away, Adeloso.
Well, you know me. My friends, I just have really great people around who just like support and hold me down, my family, and I'm very observant to the little things, so I just want to say it's all noted, and I can't wait to like just repay everyone back with everything that I want to give. Yeah, and to shout out to all my guest hosts that held me the F down when D wasn't around. It was just, I'm just grateful. So yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyone else got a shout out?
Deisha,
you got any shout outs?
Do I have any shout outs? I want to go shout out to my family too. My mom.
Yeah.
My aunt specifically.
Yeah.
Like, just over the past few weeks, they've just been reaffirming the fact that there's nobody who will hold you down like family, and particularly people in your family, obviously. Like my mom, no one will ever, ever, ever be able to hold me down like my mom. She's just. I mean, she gets on my last nerve, but she's amazing. Yeah. Like, she's an amazing person to call mom. Same thing with my aunt. She's my other mother, legit my other mother. And I just feel very, like, most days I just think about it and I feel very fortunate to have them in my corner. So,
yes. I think we all, like, on that same wave. I don't know if it's something about springtime or daylight savings, like, but, like, I feel good. I'm so happy. Like, my family. It was just my mom's birthday.
Yes,
it was just so
to
nice to take her to breakfast.
Mama Dow.
Yo, she out play. Here. She
don't play.
She really Mama Vasquez, but yo, she one of them. She if I had
she's
the soundboard
sweet,
up, she would
sweet,
have the we had the gunshots out
yeah,
here. But,
she's a
but my mom's
mom.
My mom's a G to the fullest.
What? No, wait, I just gotta do a little quick story about Tyler's mom. I went to one of Tyler's showcase and you know, like you know how showcase are sometimes in New York, like you just never know when the artist is gonna get on, like, you know, all that stuff. So we were waiting and she wasn't having, she was like, come on, keep the show rolling.
Oh my
like,
god.
She was like, all right, who's the next artist? All right, they don't call, they're not answering, next, next.
Yo, you sound just like her. That is my mom. That is 100% my mom.
I was like, yo, it's like she says the things that you want to say, but you don't
all
say.
All the time. And when I think about that, as I'm walking down the street, on a New York City street, I see a little kid acting bad. It's my mom's voice in the back of my head, like, sit down.
Yes.
Pulling up,
little. I had an incident. So one time I was out with my mom, and there was a little boy walking with his mother. He was white. I'm just being honest. Okay. He was walking with his mother. This little boy, I don't know what the conversation was. He just threw himself on the floor. Just me and my mother were like, uh-uh. Just catch ourselves up. So I could completely identify with you. Sorry.
Yes. No.
Nah, I'm happy, you know. It feels good when I get to take my mom out for breakfast.
Yes.
You know, my grandma's out of town. Like, it's good to, like, give her a phone call and be like, How was your ride? How was your travel? You know,
yeah.
It's nice to, like, get to a place where you feel like you're doing good for yourself and you could do good for other people around you.
Yes, I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
yes.
How about you,
D? My shout out is to my tour partner Sade. We had an amazing time with each other. There was never a bad moment. We got along great. We wrote Ride or Die for each other. It was super lit. So shout out to her. Shout out to the man. So after our third show, there was this man that just pulled us to the side and just prayed for us. And it was still the first week of our tour. So he was just can I just do something for you guys? Like, I just want to pray for you. Like, what you're doing is very important, and the devil's gonna try to get in your way, and blah blah blah. He was like, let's just bow our hearts. He was like, Jesus, please just watch over them. And Sade started crying, and I was there, I was feeling that. I was like, yes, thank you, Lord, for sending these invisible angels. I was feeling it. Shout out to all the lives that we touched. Shout out to all the lives that touched us. I learned so much from just the older people that we did shows for that were around during the times of segregation and things like that, and were telling us how the very theaters that we were in were segregated, how the black people had to sit at the top and the white people were on the ground floor and things like that. So shout out to those stories. Shout out to the friends that video chatted me while I was gone. Jaleesa, Deji, RJ, brother, Addy, two. Cause it made me feel I was still connected to New York City. And shout out to me for still remaining pescatarian on that tour. Yes. Cause shit was hard.
That's amazing.
Wait. No, but shout out to you for still fucking holding down New York motherfucking Dose, because, yo, we still got all them emails. He's like, I was like, yo, you really are, and I'm not even trying to gas you right now, this guy is not a human being, because it's I don't understand, how you balance all of that. It was very overwhelming for me, just balancing what I already did and a little bit more. But you being on, having 3 to 4 shows a day, but still being very responsive through all our group chats, being on nice. Top of all the emails, still booking the guests and sending me the shit. So it's just it was just, he held nice. The
texting from the New York Dose number.
Right. Yeah, that's
inappropriate
right.
messages and whatnot. Good for you.
Excuse me. Yes. No, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And of course, I gotta shout out my co-host for holding it down the whole fucking time I was gone. Everybody was asking me, they was is it gonna be okay? Is it gonna be okay?
Why are people baiting him? Wow, Addy, you've been doing good. I'm like, the fuck you trying to say? But because maybe you see the little worry in my face. I can't hide my emotions. So maybe that's why they just were like, okay. But it's just it's a cog machine over here. It was nice. It was definitely a learning experience. So
great. Yeah. We're gonna slide over to the next section of our show, which is also the next segment, Times Square.
Yes. And this is our second section of the show, representing the area with the pitter patter, chitter chatter, hustle, and the bustle of the city with the muscle, cuz can nobody flex like us. And during this section, we jaywalk through our segments with zero fucks given, spilling all the tea with that word on the street, giving y'all something to obsess over besides our show, of course. So, tourist talk. D, what's this?
Oh, word. I'm actually going to skip this just for the sake of time, but I just want to get a special moment of silence for that all the people that died in that Ethiopian Boeing flight. That was so tragic.
And New Zealand now.
Yo. Wait,
I didn't even hear about that one.
All right, so basically, like, long story short, from like what I gathered, there was a whole bunch of like different people in connection with like the UN. So people from like all over the world that were about to like change the world and like do great things that were like on this like one flight. What was it, like a 737? That was the type of plane. Yeah. They were on a 737 Boeing. And long story short, like that, the pilot like saw that some things were like fishy and he called it in. But like, what was it, like a minute after? Like,
Plane went down.
The plane went down. And like they...
Apparently, there's something wrong with the autopilot on the plane, that once you go into autopilot, the plane just drops and starts going down. Yeah. So at this point, airplanes basically fly themselves. And like, people are just there to keep it together. And he did his job by calling people in, and the plane still ended up going down.
Yeah, so
they all passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, my. How many people?
It
was like a whole over 100 or at going least going to Ethiopia. Close to 100.
Yeah, I don't know what the number was.
I don't know the number either.
I want to say 84.
But yeah, it was a plane full of people that were about to change this world. I can tell you that like that's all that I know. And it's just so sad, but yes.
Yes, moment of silence.
And that plane is now just going to get an update in April. And like they're trying to put it right back into the air.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Just a software update.
Crazy. We're going to slide over to our next section. This is Word on the Street. I just want to say that it is... Shout out to Lea Michele for getting married. She is the star from Glee. And, you know, her boyfriend at the time, Corey Monteith, he died. And he was also on that show. And she... I just felt so bad for her. Because he, you know, like drugs and stuff like that. But, you know, she's healing. She got married. So shout out to her. Shout out to that Fresh Prince remake that's coming out on Netflix. That should be interesting.
Yeah, but it's like a drama version of it.
Rated R Instagram? That's real?
It's real. The Fresh Prince remake, but it's like mad dramatic. I saw it, like, D sent it to me too, and I was like, it's like they all have the same names and everything, but I just can't, like... It's just total opposite.
So they got a bunch
of
new actors.
Wait. Yeah, all new actors, all the same names and everything. Tyler's like, wait.
I thought this was like an Instagram.
No,
like
no,
a fake
it's
thing.
For
this
real.
Is real.
It's real.
So that teaser I saw was real.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think it just looks so predictable. It looks so like
really.
It looks
I don't even want to know.
ABC Family looks.
it looks mad like HBO or something.
I mean the colors.
Yeah, because it's so dramatic. Like, it's so serious. Thing that I just want to quickly discuss is how everybody was OD'ing on that clip of Bill de Blasio flapping his arms to I Believe I Can Fly.
What?
Yeah, so like everybody spotted him in this church in the South, and they were all like singing like I Believe I Can Fly, and somebody filmed a clip of him and he was like flapping his wings. So like all the articles came out was like Bill de Blasio flaps his arms, so I Believe I Can Fly. And this was like during when like all the R. Kelly stuff was like super super hot.
No.
Yeah, so they were like, oh, he supports R. Kelly, da da da. And I was like, first of all, y'all need to y'all all need to relax, because what about this church that's singing the song in the first place? Like,
exactly.
Don't come. I was like, don't get me wrong, I don't like Bill, but don't come after him like on some craziness. And then last but not least, people was dead coming after Cardi B. They started calling her Catfish B because they spotted her in the street with no makeup on, and I guess she was looking wild.
I
think that's very unfair. And they started calling her Catfish B, and I'm like, first of all, y'all don't, all right, whatever. I was just like, y'all didn't know that like she doesn't look like that, like without
mad
makeup.
People don't.
That's exactly what I was gonna
say. Like, mad people don't though.
No, let me tell you, people are OD reaching, because you know how many times she goes on live with no makeup,
okay,
or how many times she's done videos with no makeup. Like,
but y'all know her. Like, all right,
I went
to a Michael Bublé concert like 2 weeks ago. It was random. It was free tickets, but it was a dope ass show. But Michael Bublé's punchline that he kept going back to was like how much he loved Cardi B. Mm-hmm. So think about how white of Madison Square Garden is, and everybody is in there going, okay, like. They don't know Cardi B's from the strip club. They don't know Cardi B about Instagram. She's just a face that pops up on entertainment news. Yeah. And one girl behind me, I heard her saying, I think it's so funny when he does that. Like, yo, that is our culture. That is the people that we're on a train with. That, yeah. Yeah, for 30 years. But now Cardi B says it. And Michael Bublé says it because, and you think it's hilarious.
I can't.
And the Kardashians.
So, they don't know her. They don't know who Cardi B is.
My thing was like, when D sent me this too, and I was like, I don't see what's the big deal. I've seen her. And I think she looks gorgeous, like without makeup too. Like that picture that they shot, that it was like, oh my gosh. I was like, she looks kind of great. Like, I don't. People be.
No, I'm not gonna hold you. She looked tired, but yeah, I'm not gonna do all of that.
I don't think she's drop dead gorgeous. So I was just imagining like her without makeup. I can't see it being like, oh my gosh, she's amazing.
Right.
But let's give people credit. Like,
yeah, no, absolutely.
You know she's a celebrity. She wears makeup all the time. So of course you're going to see her without makeup. She might look a little different. Relax.
That was my thing. My thing was like, y'all need to relax. Exactly.
Have you ever seen Cardi B's tattoo in an evening gown?
No,
it looks just as bad as it does. So just think about like, so there's certain things you can't put makeup on. Like,
this is true. What about you, Addie, with this Kyle Massey sus?
Yes. So you guys know Kyle Massey from That's a Raven, the brother Corey. Yo, I was on the Shade Room and I was like, no, not Kyle. So supposedly, like, he's doing some sus shit with like a 13-year-old girl, but it's nothing sexual act. But it looks like so there was this. He was sending like explicit videos and pictures to this girl that he supposedly like told her parents and stuff like, oh, like, let her come to L.A., like some R. Kelly shit. Let her come to L.A. and I'm going to help her find an agent. Mind you, they met when she was 4 years old in 2009. So that's what? Like, but now she's 13. So what, we're in 2019. She was 4 then.
Like,
yeah, so supposedly, like, she was just hoping that Kyle was going to help her, like, find an agent and stuff. So they, like, were talking. I don't know if the girl, like, actually flew to L.A., but supposedly, like, in the midst of, like, texting and talking, he, like, sent her some, like, you know, nudes. And he was just like, oh, I'm just playing with you, you know, to see. And
that's not playing.
And she reported it. So yeah. They're like, she's suing him and shit.
Good.
Good, yeah.
First of all, you're not playing. I sent you some nudes. I'm playing now.
One time I got a dick pic and the guy was like, oh, it was by accident. I was like, my man's. It was from somebody from TU. I'm not gonna say no name.
You can, it's okay.
If you responded well, he wouldn't have been by accident.
Well, there it is.
Well,
that's interesting.
Kyle and his brother, they were like part of the Kardashian crew, right? Kyle Massey. I don't know. Somebody got to do research. Kyle and his brother were part of like one of those original socialite circle groups, and they got pushed out of it. Oh. But they were young dudes with money out here acting wild too. I think with the Jenners in them. And I think when the show came out, it might have been even their idea, and they got pushed out of it.
Mm. Wow.
Clout chasers.
Yeah. I don't,
disturbing.
I mean, but there's nothing like sexual, right?
I mean, nudes.
It was like videos and pictures. So
I forget it. I'm moving on. All right. Can't save them all.
I met this girl when she was 4. Like, yeah, are you serious?
Yeah.
Sick.
Nope. All right. Well, we're going to move on into weekly obsessions. My weekly obsession is Now, specifically her live version of Saturn. Just that video is just so beautiful. What about you, Adeloso?
Gotta give shout out to my baby girl Kehlani. That album, aww. I mean, it came out like maybe 2 weeks ago, but I'm just getting, you know how like sometimes you just ride the wave after, and now I'm just been riding the wave, and I've been staying on that wave this whole week because it's just love me some freaking R&B, and she just brings that out. And I think my favorite song from that is Nanya. Yes, you know, ain't none your business.
Thank you.
You sound just like her.
Thank you, Adelani. Thank you,
Adelani.
Kadesha's here, so me and her could bring our vocals
hello
out.
Somebody, you know, that's what I came for.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We could do it later.
Okay.
Hello.
Got you.
What about you guys? Do you have any weekly obsessions? Anything you're obsessing about?
I had some cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory the other day. I'm always obsessed.
I think that's a lifely obsession.
I've never been to Cheesecake Factory. Someone take me out,
girl.
Over there.
Come.
Someone take me out.
Yeah, so that I would say that's my lifelong obsession. I don't have a weekly obsession.
I love it.
But it was amazing.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
All right, so we going to Queens for some tacos, some cheesecake.
Hello.
It's going to be a day. Hello. What about you, Switch?
I'm watching American Gods right now.
I love that show. Yeah. Everybody's you can talk, Frank. You can talk.
Frank is in the building. Frank is in the motherfucking house.
Got us looking good.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That is quite a show. So I was watching it on the train yesterday. And
I haven't caught up to
there was
season
definitely
two.
A gay love scene with plenty of dick involved.
Oh my God.
And I had to take a moment and I had to decide, am I going to continue watching this on this crowded ass train, or am I going to pause it? Because if this scene is any longer than 15 seconds, I think I'm just watching porn.
Yeah,
on the train. So
wait, continue.
I decided not to watch it. I decided.
You guys should see Darren's face. He's so excited.
I'm interested. Wait, because is it that one? Did that god come back? The one that was like a taxi driver?
Yes, there was.
Oh, I knew it.
It was when they first met. I didn't know this was a thing.
Sexy. Oh yes. Okay.
It was an erotic scene. I'll give it to you.
I'm pretty sure they know how to do it. Hello. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, that brings, okay, well, we're done. We're going to move on to the next side. Catch us next week. That's the end of our Side A episode.
Tune in later this week to catch the B side and the completion of this episode.
Until then, stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York dose, baby.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better life. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you farting, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man? You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Estamos aquí, estamos lindo.
Hey, better like the fuck, miss, like, hey yo.
Bye, but like, DK.